भद्रं कर्णेभिश्रुणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुभागं सस्तनोभिः व्यशेम देवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सो तृतीय मुंडके द्वितीय खंड। यू ऑल शुड से आफ्टर मी वयम सर्वे से नो मुंडक उपनिषदि तृतीय मुंडके द्वितीय खंडम पठामः पठितुम् आरभेमहि। सिंपली आई एम टेलिंग आई हैड टू मेक लर्न संस्कृतम लाइक दिस यू मेक आउट डोंट यू। ओके सो हियर वी सॉ द लास्ट द कंटिन्यूएशन। सो वाइज पर्सन इज प्रेस्ड the last verse of the first section of third mundaka and he says bhuti kamaha atmagyam archayet is the word, sentence atmagyam archayet bhuti kamaha, you know archayati gacchati patati likhati I taught you, so archayati, so archayet means may one worship, isn't it, may one seek the grace. Whose grace? Atmagyam archayet. May one worship the Atmagyaha, the wise person who knows the self. Who knows the self in what now? Who knows the Param Brahma as one's own self. One who has recognized his self being Brahman. One recognizes the self being the self of all the beings. Such a person is Atmagyaha. He said, may one worship that Atmagyaha. And who should worship Atmagyaha? Whatever one wants. Bhuti Kamaha. Bhuti Kamaha means Bhutihi, all forms of prosperity is called Bhutihi. Wealth, health, everything is prosper, comes under prosperity, isn't it? So Bhutihi means wealth. It's a prosperity in its entirety. So Bhuti Kamaha means one who is desirous of any wealth in any form, may he worship this Atmagyaha. So that is continued again in the first mantra of the first second section also. Why? Because this Atmagyaha, what does he know? What does this Atmagyaha know? Atmagyaha, the knower of the self, Atmanam Janati iti Atmagyaha. One who knows Atma is Atmagyaha. We also can say, we are all pakajnyaha. If you know bread jnaha, means what now? One who knows bread is bread jnaha. Understand? One who knows juice is juice jnaha. Understand? Similarly, one who knows Brahman is Brahma jnaha. So one who knows Brahman as the self is what? Atma jnaha. Isn't it? Jnaha means knower. So Atma jnaha, the jnani, the wise person, what does he know? That is what is said in the first mantra. Sahaveda. Sahaveda means that person, the wise person knows. He knows what? He knows Yetat Paramam Brahma. He knows his absolute reality. Now, which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is pure consciousness, which is the existence of this jagat. I will be repeating this. You have to remember all the words. Because this is how you get, you don't need to do any homework. We don't do homework also. Brahma And then what now? Dhamma. That the Paramam Brahma is the Paramam Dhamma, which is the absolute reality, is the absolute abode, Dhamma. Yatra, where Nihitam Vishwam Shubhram Bhati. Nihitam Vishwam Shubhram Bhati. Isn't Bhati Shubhram Shuddham? Isn't it? So the entire Nihitam, entire universe shines. Like what? Just as this opaque object shines in the presence of light, so also this mind, these pranas, these senses, this physical body and the whole external world also, entire jagat bhati. I told you, whenever we use the word jagat, what is jagat? You say everything is jagat, means you never include your body, mind, sense complex. Whenever you say jagat, if you are able to include your body, your mind also in the jagat, then you are right. Understand now? You say jagat means we are not able to, the problem is we know very clearly what jagat is, okay? But our problem is we are not able to include our body and mind, body, mind and complex in the jagat. Sometimes you try to include your body, but very difficult to include your mind. So jagat means what? No subtle and the gross. Isn't together anything known subtly or grossly is what now? The gross known and then subtle known. Anything known is jagat, lokaha. Therefore, idam sarva samagram vishwam, idam vishwam jagat bhati, nihitam bhati. Isn't it? Nihitam means what now? Now, just as when you say opaque object shines in the light, means opaque object is placed where? In the light only, isn't it? Similarly here, we have to say this Brahman also shines, the jagat also shines, jagat bhati. Where? In the presence of Brahman only. Therefore, Brahman is the abode, absolute abode, placed where? Isn't it? This entire jagat, including your body, mind and complex, shines. It will help you to have objectivity. Understand now? Learn to have this. Sarvam jagat bhati. So, this person knows, this wise person, yasaha veda, kim veda? Param Brahma Veda, Kidrisham Param Brahma Veda, Parandhama Veda, Kim Parandhama, Yatra Vishwam Nihitam Vishwam Bhati, where this entire universe shines. And how do you understand that Brahma? You should have already studied what now? How does he know? He knows that Brahman as one's own self. Atmajna, he knows one's own self. Why should one know oneself? Because that is how Brahman is available for recognition. Is it clear now? One who has recognized one's own Sarupam being pure consciousness, thereby one has understood the pure consciousness being the existence of everything, thereby one who understands consciousness being limitless, in its Sarupam, and thereby one who sees the whole jagat shining in that Brahman consciousness, isn't it? And that one who does not see oneself as anything other than consciousness. Acha person is what now? Atmajnaha. Atmajnaha Veda. Say now? Atmajnaha Veda. Atmajnaha Param Brahma Veda. Atmajnaha Param Brahma Veda. Atmajnaha Param Brahma Dhamma Yatra Vishwam Nihitam Vishwam Shubhram Bhati Veda. Now you understood the whole thing, isn't it? He knows that. And here I want to understand. See, pure consciousness and the jagat. When you say jagat means Jayate Gacchati Iti Jagat. Why Jagat is called Jagat? Jayate Gacchati Iti Jagat. That which comes and goes is the universe. That means what? That which is not permanent. Goes means where goes where. Doesn't go anywhere. Goes and comes, goes and comes, goes and comes. Yes, it's like water coming from the fountain. Water goes and comes and goes and comes. Doesn't go anywhere. That means that which keeps on changing. That which is of the nature of changing all the time. Therefore, that which is of constant nature, constant change, is the Jagat. Understand now? And this Jagat is what now? Lokaha. Lokaha means what? Object of knowledge. Lokyate. So, object of knowledge means you understand anything objectified, objectifiable, perceptible, perceived either through senses or sukshmataya, perceived becomes what now? World Jagat. And that Jagat is what now? Material manifestation. Isn't it? And therefore this material manifestation, Jagat, which is inert by itself, which is, isn't it? But still, it shines. Only when it shines, it is what now? It has its existence. If it doesn't shine, it is as good as non-existent. And what is that wherein the entire Jagat shines? Isn't it? Now, when you say there is light and the opaque object, can you separate the light physically from any opaque object? You can't separate. And is there any sambandha, association, connection? What is the connection between the opaque vastu and the light? What is the connection? If you see, please understand. You had this is called analysis. Analyzing the connection between opaque and the light. Now you can very well understand, light is definitely not produced by the opaque object. Therefore, light is not the product of the opaque object. Okay, is light any part of the opaque object? Light is not the product, light is not the part of the opaque object also. Like my finger is part of this body, isn't it? Light is not the part of the opaque or product of the opaque. Light is not even the property of the opaque. Is it? Property, that which property, like H2O, is the intrinsic property, isn't it, of water we say. Like that, light is not even the property, intrinsic property of the opaque also. Is clear now? But what is light then? Light is independent. Independent means light is not dependent on the opaque. Light is not the part. See, these are the five important points you have to remember about. Whenever you talk about Chaitanyam consciousness, you have to remember this. Consciousness is not part of the, what now? Not a part belonging to, you know, anything in the Jagat. Like what? Like light is, first you understand light, then it will come to consciousness. Light is not a part of any opaque object. Light is not a product of any opaque object. Light is not an intrinsic property of any opaque object. Then what is light? Light is something inseparable from the opaque. At the same time, light is that which is independent, that which exists independently. Light is not independent entity. Understand now? Light exists by itself. It does not depend upon opaque for its existence. Therefore, it is independent. Number four, isn't it? And number fifth is what now? Not least independent, it pervades the opaque. Pervades the opaque. Now, okay, so light is not the part of the opaque. Light is not the product of the opaque. Light is not the property of the opaque. And light is independent entity which pervades the opaque. Is it clear now? Pervades the, when the opaque shines means the whole opaque form is what now? Pervaded by light. Just example. Similarly, we say now what? No, pure consciousness is not what or not part of the jagat. Mayikam jagat. Is it not part of the mayikam jagat? Means what? No, material manifestation. Not the product of the material jagat. Is not even the property of the jagat, but it is independent entity, independent being, and which pervades the entire jagat through thick and thin. Not even like the light pervading the opaque. Light pervades only externally, isn't it? When you say here, that's why the Dhritarashtra, you had a beautiful example of what now? Iron ball, well heated iron ball. How it becomes, isn't it? How it becomes, now bright and brilliant and hot. So also the whole jagat also is like that. In fact, whole jagat shines. But here mind becomes completely conscious and sentient. Everything doesn't become conscious and sentient, isn't it? No, consciousness is in the like the fire in the wood, isn't it? Like the butter in the milk. People say all these things. And then we say consciousness pervades everything. Consciousness pervades everything. Consciousness is independent, but consciousness is not the part or product or the property of the jagat. Five aspects you have to remember to understand correctly. Like you can say H2O is not a part of the stillness. When you see a pond full of water, when you see the still water, you have to understand H2O is not part of the stillness. H2O is not the product of stillness. H2O is not the property of stillness. H2O is not the property of stillness. And H2O is what now? It is not dependent on stillness. H2O pervades the stillness. Because there is no stillness outside of H2O. Is it clear? Similarly, the whole jagat is what now? Pervaded by Brahman. That is why jagat, what happens now? And because this consciousness, being pure consciousness, pure awareness, pure knowledge. Isn't it? If the opaque is not there, what is there is pure light. If opaque is there in the light, it is what now? There is light. Isn't it? We don't call it pure light. That's all. Still the light only is there. Light is always pure. Similarly here, pure awareness alone, in the jagat, entire jagat, bhati, yatra nihitam vishvam bhati, shubhram. So pure, it's untainted. Shubhram means what now? Untouched. So whatever dirt is illumined by the light, the dirt does not afflict the purity of light. Similarly, whatever shines in the presence of consciousness cannot make it what now? Impure. Isn't it? Shubhram. Therefore, Shubhram Bhati. Okay. And Shubhra means, that's why what now? Shankara explains, it shines by itself. Shubhram Bhati, so it shines by itself, but in its presence, then the whole jagat which is placed shines. That Brahma, this person knows. Who knows? Atma Jnaha. Jnani knows that Brahman. Therefore, what happens? Ye upasate. Ye tam purusham upasate. So those who worship him, they tam purusham upasate. Those who worship him, adore him, and they akamaha, if they are akamaha, I told you last class, akamaha means what now? If they are mature, dispassionate people. Being passionate is not wrong. Please be very, very careful. Being passionate is not wrong. It's a healthy sign It shows human being being healthy. Understand? But be dispassionate people means the mature people who have grown, who understood the limitations of everything, who have known the value of knowledge, thereby who are free from, you know, this, who are not highly dispassionate, such akamaha, such people, you know, what happens? If they worship te, then sakamaha, if they worship him, they get their desires fulfilled. Sakamaha means having desire for passion for arthakama dharmas. Having passion or desire for arthakama dharmas, if they have, they are called sakamaha. If they have passion only for jnanam, that means they do not have kama for other things. Dispassionate towards other things, they are akamaha. So sakamaha also will be, sakamaha means those who are passionate for towards arthakama dharmas, they will also be, they also can worship the bhutikamaha. They will be blessed with the fulfillment of their wishes. And this mantra says, not only sakamaha, even akamaha, who are passionate for jnanam, towards jnanam also, if they worship him, definitely they will become free, they will gain the jnanam, they will attain jnanam, they will become free from the bondage, thereby they will sukram etat ativartanti dhiraha. Isn't it? They become free from fear, they protect themselves. I told, explained in last class itself, they attain moksha. They avoid the rebirth. Isn't it? That's what is said here as Shukram Ativartanti. This is the last class lesson. Okay, I'm going to the next verse now. We heard it next also, no?
Yes.
Okay. Kaman, kaman yah kamayate, say no?
Kaman yah kamayate.
Manyamanaha,
saha,
kama bihi jayate,
tatra tatra.
See, saha jayate tatra tatra. Saha, that person, saha, saha, saha. How many times you are listening? You have to learn definitely. Don't close your mind for Sanskritam. Please be allow the Sanskritam to enter. Saha jayate. Say now, saha jayate. That person is born. Saha jayate, that person is born. Where? Tatra tatra. Means wherever suitable. Okay? Wherever conducive for him. Saha tatra tatra jayate means anganga pirakiran. He is born there in such a conducive atmosphere, place. With what now? Kama bihi, whenever a person is born, he is born with the already unresolved desires, unsettled desires. Very birth itself, we had unresolved desires. The day you have resolved your desires, then the mind cannot sustain. Mind cannot survive by itself. Mind will collapse. That is called actual death. Now, what is actual death? The day mind collapses. We heard about heart collapsing, kidney collapsing. We never heard about the mind collapsing. Mind will never collapse. You know that? It will be there and troubling us, causing pain all the time. That is what mind is actually. Isn't it? Either pain or pleasure, mind will be there. The collapsing of mind means completely the wearing out of mind. No, that mind falling apart. Isn't mind completely, mind resolving for good will never take place. Mind is what? No. That is why we need Bhagavad Gita also. Na enam na chindanti. Mind cannot be destroyed. Mind will survive life after life. Why? Because mind, what is the food? What is the manure which sustains the mind? You know, it is desire. That is why Shastram never says give up your desire. Very carefully Shastram teaching. Hey, what desire is that which sustains the mind? If desire one thing can be resolved, all other thoughts will naturally, automatically resolve. Then mind will disappear. So that will happen. So total resolution of mind is dependent on the resolution of one's desires. Having one's desires resolved. Having one's desires resolved is as good as having got one's desires fulfilled. All one's desires fulfilled. There's not having any more desire to be fulfilled. That will happen only in jnanam. Only in jnanam. What jnanam you say? You understand the reality as yourself. Isn't it? You understand the self being consciousness that day. Isn't it? All your desires will be resolved. For good. You don't need to make any effort. Effortlessly desires will resolve. Until jnanam takes place, desires will be there. What you desire for may be different, but desire for something or the other will be there until one discovers one swarupam being fullness. Only in discovering one swarupam being fullness. How can I discern swarupam being fullness? Only when one understands the existence of whole jagat, one can discover one swarupam being fullness. To discover the existence of whole jagat being pure consciousness. So one has to discover one swarupam being pure consciousness. Thereby one understands consciousness being the existence of everything. Thereby one understands consciousness being fullness also. That is how one can discover one swarupam being fullness. In discovering one's fullness alone, one can sort out the problem of sense of inadequacy centered on I, and wherein all one's needs and desires will be resolved for good. That happens when? Only in jnanam. Until jnanam takes place, not taking place alone, until one the vision becomes ascertained, isn't it? Till then, there'll be desires. If a person dies without having fulfilled some desires, and with those unfulfilled desires, and kama bihi sahajayate, so he'll be born with such parentage, in such a conducive atmosphere, which will help him to fulfill those desires. That is why your birth is determined by the prarabdha karma palam. That is why karmaja tadatmyam. Remember, I taught you in this association of mind with the body is determined by what now? Your prarabdha karma palam, karmaja tadatmyam. Now you have to remember here. That is why once you are born in such an atmosphere, the parentage, the mother, the father, the desire, isn't it? And the place and the financial, the social background, everything will be such where you can fulfill those desires. And sometimes papa karma also what now? Desire determines. This is also one of the reasons. And with those desires you are born again. Whether you will be able to fulfill the desires or you will not be able to fulfill the desires, because whether you had to go through pain by not being able to fulfill the desires, or you will have to experience the pleasure by being able to fulfill the desires accordingly. Understand now? Sometimes you will be born atmosphere where you cannot fulfill your desires, so that you will have pain. Go through pain. That is how your prarabdha will be what now? Exhaust. You will be exhausting the prarabdha. But mostly what now? You will be born again with the same old desires. Kama bihi jayate. Say now? Kama bihi jayate. Tatra tatra kama bihi jayate. Yaha kaman kamayate. Yaha kaman kamayate. one who desires pleasures, and with those desire for pleasures, manyamana, all the time meditating upon those objects of pleasures and pleasures, if a person dies, and definitely he'll be born with those unfulfilled desires. Is it clear now? Okay. Whereas, what happens? Paryapta kamasya kritatmanastu ihaiva sarve pravikamaha praviliyante. Kamaha praviliyanti. Isn't it? You'll be born with those desires. And not only that, what now? He says, paryapta kamasya kritatmanaha. Here Bhagavan talks about a wise person, a jivan muktaha. Second line talks about jivan muktaha. And other first line talks about jivan amuktaha. Understand now? One, if a person dies, who is amuktaha? In fact, being free from the hold of disease itself is freedom. You know that? Freedom from mind. What is big freedom from mind? You are free from mind, hold of mind. You are free from the hold of desires. Then you are free from hold of what? No, anger, etc. All other thoughts. You are free. Isn't it? That aham is not identified with the mind means you are free. I am is identified with the mind means you are bound. Isn't it? That's only in jnanam you are free. Otherwise you will be bound. So what he says here, paryapta kamaha means one has got his desires, paryapta kamaha, adequate kamas means what now? One has got his desires fulfilled, and then kritatmanaha, the one has got all his desires fulfilled and accomplished, ends accomplished. One has got his desires fulfilled, one has got his ends accomplished, is called Kritatma. Kritatmanaha, who is that for him? Ihayeva kamaha sarve praviliyanti. For him, all his desires will be what now? Will be resolved here itself, while living this life itself. But there won't be any lingering seed of desire, sankalpa of the... Any desire has a purpose behind it, isn't it? So that sankalpa also will... Lingering sankalpa also will not be there in him. Desire also will not be there. Sabijam, along with the seed of desire, what now? The desire would have got resolved, would have been resolved for a wise person. So what this verse tells again, an ajnani would not have got his desires resolved. He would still be having desires, and having desires, when a person dies, thinking of those unfulfilled desires also, and he'd be born with those desires. And whereas the person has got in jnanam, who's free from the hold of desires, has got, without having fulfilled the desires also, it is as good as having all the desires fulfilled. And such a person, kritatma, say now, kritatma, paryapta kamaha. Paryapta kamaha kritatma, these all words to mean jnani, wise person in this context. Achya, for him, all his desires are resolved, they become resolved in this very life itself when he is alive. He does not carry any bag to come back and to return. Understand now? That's what. Okay. It's all old lessons. We'll go to the next lesson now. Nayamatma pravachanena labhyaha namedhaya na bahuna shrutena yameva yeshaha vrnate yameva yeshaha vrnate tena labhyaha tasya yeshaha atma vivrnate tanum Swam. It's a very beautiful mantra. As an Upanishad student, really here Bhagavan says, you know, the total commitment to the knowledge is there and you will not be deprived of this vision. Bhagavan says here, very simply he says, I am Atma na labhyaha. I am Atma labhyaha means available, can be obtained. Atma is obtainable. If you take it as a potential passive participle, it means what now? Can be obtained. Otherwise, you can make it adjective, obtainable, available, labhyaha, isn't it? Because Atma is a masculine gender word, labhyaha. Atma labhyaha. Atma with the all-pervasive reality, the self of all the beings, which is implied by the word Brahman, the pure consciousness is available. Atma labhyaha. Because in fact, Atma need not be gained at all. Atma is very you, isn't it? How can you gain yourself? It is not, therefore, knowledge of Atma. We should understand what now? Knowledge of Atma is said to be, isn't it? Atma na labdhyaha means, even though Atma is very much there as the very you, as very your own sarupam, still this Atma is not available for recognition. Isn't it? Atma's availability is only in terms of recognition. Isn't it? So Atma is available, not available. The recognition of Atma is not possible, not available for recognition. What? How? Na ayam Atma labhyah pravachanena pravachanam. Don't think Bhagavan, it is sort of sometimes to highlight the importance of the main aspect. Isn't it? What is the most important of all of them, and other things which are important are looked upon as unimportant. Okay? When something, a main aspect is highlighted, what is the most important here, when that is the importance of the most important thing is highlighted, then what happens? Other aspects are looked upon as not unimportant, they are of secondary importance. If the commitment to the pursuit of knowledge is not there, no, mokshaha me bhuyat. See, the people have to really mature to understand. See, mokshaha, fullness and freedom is the very swarupam. All that I want in my life is nothing but happiness through all arthakama dharmas. It has to be very, very clear. And then I should have Shraddha in Shastram also. What Shastram says, aren't you wanting happiness or not? Happiness is the ultimate mean. That happiness, wherever you go, whatever you do, it will not get it. Because happiness is very you. Happiness is very Swarupam of you. That is why you need to discover that, isn't it? So you have, that is where you understand you do not even know what you are. So knowing what you are is as good as knowing what the reality is. Knowing what you are is discovering, knowing what happiness is. That is what is just taking the ownership of your Swarupam alone is Jnanam. Isn't it? That is what is here, happiness. If that is very clear, then once you know, it is only in knowing my swarupam, I can just, what now? I can walk into this house, I can say this is my house. Okay? This is my house. It is a house in your name, and you are not going, occupying, looking out for rented house. Everywhere you are going and searching for means what now? You don't know, you have your own ancestral property left behind here for you. And you want to look for houses and things and stuff. It's just a question of not knowing it, isn't it? Once you know, you don't need to pay mortgage, you don't need to go on registration, no need to go for anything. Come and take you this ownership of this house, isn't it? Similarly here also, Bhagavan says, a happiness is your choiceless end. Whatever you are doing is, you are doing for that only. That happiness is what now? All that you need to do is, you need to just own it up, isn't it? For which you need to recognize your own swarupam. Atma jnanam. And Atma Jnanam is Brahma Jnanam, Brahma Jnanam is Ishwara Jnanam, Ishwara Jnanam is what? Sarva Jnanam. Isn't it? That is the Jnanam. Therefore, once you know the greatness of this knowledge, once you know the end is very clear, and you will know the value of knowledge means, and you will not be asked to be committed. One has to recognize the importance, the value of knowledge, then one becomes committed to the pursuit of knowledge. I want this Jnanam. Like we have great saints like Nandanar who, I want to have Darshan of Chidambaranathan. I want to have Darshan. 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 All the time he was committed. That commitment, isn't it? Is what? No, commitment to the knowledge of one's own self. Atma Swarupa Jnanartham, that Jnanam I want. I want this. I want this. I want this. I want this. Isn't it? The teevra jnanam, or if you have, only then pravachanam will be effective. Only then if you have, when you come to the class, the pravachanam is what now? Pravachanam is a speech. Pravachanam is what now? Like listening to lots of lectures and talks. It is not for fun, it is not for intellectual pleasures, it is not an academic thing. Academic pursuit. Vedanta study is not an academic pursuit. Isn't it? It is really commitment for oneself, one's own swarupam. Commitment for what one ultimately has to gain in life. Therefore, commitment to the pursuit of knowledge is there. Then commitment with what now? The tivra icha is there. Then naturally pravachanam will be meaningful. Only with that commitment to the pursuit of knowledge when you come to the class, then pravachanam will be what now? Will be helpful. Isn't it? Pravachanam will be of use. Without commitment, if you simply come to the pravachanam, then pravachanena atma na labhyaha. Atma na labhyaha. No, I am going to everywhere. I go to so many swamis and listen to all the talks and read all the books and now internet also available. Oh my God, you will go mad. I go mad. Okay, sometimes we see in the internet. So many things are available because I want to know this, I want to know this, I want to know this. I tell you, people will go mad. Why? Pravachanam. Lots are available. Lots of things are available on the internet also. And talks are, I'm attending all the talks by all the people, you know that. And then people, because that is so, it's not another fashion nowadays. One of the ways of meeting good people and having good company of good people, to be in the company of decent people. Because you're a social being, you can't live alone all the time by yourself. You need to go out, you have to be with other people also. So we better to go to, instead of going to pub, better let me go to this place, isn't it? Like that, it should not be, because you have no choice. That is why those days, I tell you, even today it happens everywhere in the world, not only here. I'm saying everywhere in the world, people go to temples. Why? To avoid avoid the undesirable things, unwanted things, things should not be done. Always choose to do something better. That is why it crowds in the temple. That is when people go to churches. Understand? Because you don't want to do something else. What else you do? If you don't do what you have been doing, what else do you think you would have done? People think, I'm without me, this person don't have survived. I did so much for this person. People think, utterly, everyone, we serve mutually, we help mutually. There's nothing that is happening independently. Know that. So here, what will happen? If you don't do what has to be done, then definitely you'll end up doing what should not be done. Bhagavan makes it very clear in the second chapter of Gita. Why? Because that is very, very important in this context. That's why commitment, if without knowing the purpose, moksha being the ultimate choiceless end must be very clear. We should not mistake moksha with something, a pursuit of old people, the sick people, dead people who are waiting, awaiting death in the hospitals. No. Any intelligent, mature, young person, Nachiketa was 9. Nachiketa was 7 and 9. He was very young. Mature person, moksha becomes the end, ultimate end. Isn't it? Like that, Upanishad, when you say, pravachanam, going to the class and listening to the lectures also will be of any use, only if the purpose of the knowledge becomes very clear. purpose of knowledge should be very clear, the value of knowledge must be very clear, then commitment to the knowledge must be very much be there, then only pravachanam will be useful in creating what now? Actually, infrastructure required for pravachanam only provides an infrastructure, isn't it? Required for recognizing the self. Otherwise, this then pravachanena atmana labhyaha. Atma is not available for recognition, but mere what now? Pravachanams. Pravachanena na labhyaha. Medhaya, however clever and sharp and intelligent you are, with all your intellectual capacity, you have great capacity, you can listen for hours, you have the capacity. You can understand so much, your attention span is so high, you can listen and understand also so much. And you can retain all that you can retain in your mind also. And not only you can retain, even though you have great medha shakti, you can retain and you can assimilate what you hear also. Even if your medha shakti is there, you can listen everything, you can understand everything very quickly, you are very sharp and you can assimilate quickly whatever you listen and understand. The capacity is there, but commitment to knowledge is not there. Purushartha nischaya is not there. What can you do with that capacity? That is what we say, even we meditate and meditate and meditate. If this commitment to knowledge is not there, what is meditation for them? Purushartha nichayena vina kimapi karotu, no, whatever you do, what will happen? He says, medha na medhaya. Na medhaya atma labhyaha. Atma na labhyahanshana. Atma is not obtainable. Atma is not available for recognition. Even by pravachanam. Even by what? Pravachanam. Even by, medha. With wisdom. With your wisdom also. Great intellectual capacity also. Then bahuna shrutena. Bahuna shrutena. Even by listening lot of listening we do sometimes, lot of listening. Bahuna shrutena means, shruta means listening, isn't it? Shrutena means by listening. Okay, so by speeches, by listening constantly, bahuna shrutena. We listen and listen and listen so much. Bahuna shrutena atmana labhyaha. Upanishad says, so strong Upanishad saying in it. It's like, says like this. Atma na labhyaha. Bahuna shrutena atma na labhyaha. Even by listening to the shastram a lot also, atma is not available for recognition. Pravachanena atma na labhyaha. By speeches also, atma is not available for recognition. Atma is not available even with your, what now? Even if you are endowed with what high intellectual capacity, the great cognitive skills you are blessed with also, still with your cognitive skills also, atma is not available for recognition. No, my intellectual capacity, my cognitive skills, other person has listened 100 times, I can just listen only once. You may say that, even then, purushartha nischeha is not there. Commitment to the pursuit of knowledge is not there. Jnana vishaye sada vichara, isn't it? Sada. Other things come and sit in mind and trouble you means you can't listen also. Isn't it? So here he says, that is there. But Bhagavan hears what? No, atma is not available for recognition. And don't complain about anything. Yes. Yameva yeshaha vrunate. Then how is Atma available for recognition? That is said in the next line. How Atma is available for recognition? Tena labhyaha. A Atma is available, obtainable, available for recognition by that. Atma is available for such a person. By him alone, Atma can be obtained. The Atma jnanam can be. What now? Tena labhyaha. Avaral mattume adayappadakoodiyathu. Only by him Atma becomes, isn't it now? Atma becomes obtained. Atma can be, Atma becomes, Atma is available only for him. Tena labhyaha. Kena labhyaha. Kastasya can say, tena also can say. Yameva yeshaha vrinate. Yeshaha vrinate means the person, this person, yeshaha, this person, vrinate. Vrinate means his only choice. He chooses only the self as his ultimate goal. Yameva yeshaha vrinate. Yeshaha vrinate means he chooses. This person chooses. Chooses what? Yam. No? When he, yam, there means paramatmanameva vrunate. His choice is paramatma. He chooses only Bhagavan as his ultimate end. Bhagavan, paramatma means absolute self, means one's own self. Isn't it? Only total, I want this Swarupa Jnanam, I want this Jnanam, I want this Jnanam. The person who I want this Jnanam, I need to gain this Jnanam, I need to know my Swarupam, I need to know my Swarupam. I had to see Bhagavan Swarupam, the truth of everything in as myself. That commitment, again, if one who has, I'm saying it because I see the expressiveness of the Upanishadic language. I don't have equal expressive words, so I'm repeating it like this, okay? One who chooses, yameva vrinate, one whose choice is like that. Yam yeva, yam paramatmanameva vrinate, yenda paramatmaveye orvan tervu seigirano, tan lakshyamaga. Yameva vrinate, this person who chooses only the paramatma, the absolute self, as his ultimate end. Choosing Bhagavan, the absolute self, as the ultimate end means what? Wanting to, having burning desire to recognize one's own Swarupam being Paramatma, absolute self. Isn't it? Such a person, tena labhyaha. Is it now? Only by him Atma is attainable. Atma is obtainable only by that person. Tena labhyaha. Kena labhyaha. Kena labhyaha. Tena. Kena. Yaha vrinute. Kam vrinute. Yaha paramatmanam yeva vrinute. He who chooses only Bhagavan. Paramatma is absolute self as his ultimate end. Only commitment. Then he alone attains. Only by him Atma is available for recognition. Isn't it? Not physical attainment, cognitive attainment, isn't it? So, yameva yeshaha vrunate tena labhyaha. So, in this context, now immediately we may have mistake. What now? Oh, Upanishad has said, pravachanena na labhyaha. Medaya na labhyaha. So I don't need to be very clever and sharp and all that. I don't mean make importance for sharpening my buddhi. Bahuna shutena. Upanishad has said I don't need to listen to what there's no use of simply listening to so many lectures also. Isn't it? Upanishad says that simply by listening a lot also is of no use, Upanishad says. So we don't need to attend the classes. We don't need to listen anything anymore. Some people. So go and meditate. Don't need to listen. Don't need to, the lectures also don't attend. And don't need to improve your intellectual cognitive skills. Don't need to do anything. Isn't it? I ask for jnanam. I meditate and I'll get it. No. You should not mistake it because that is the Upanishad elsewhere says, Atmavare drashtavyaha, shrotavyaha, mantashrotavyaha, mantavyaha, then nididhyasitavyaha. Upanishad says, Atma has to be heard. Atma swarupam has to be heard and understood first. Therefore, what it says here is, all these things which are must, pravachanam is a must. Medha, of course you should have very high cognitive skills. Who said no? When you had this jnanam needs the highest great cognitive skills, in fact. Cognitive skills, you need excellent wisdom, you need the capacity, intellectual capacity you should have, and definitely shravanam also, you should do lots of shravanam, definitely, no doubt. But all these things will be effective in recognizing Atma being your own, all pervasive, Chaitanyam being your own self, only if there is commitment. Only that commitment. I really want this. Yameva vrunate, underline that sentence. Yameva paramatmanam vrunate, tena labhyaha. Yeshaha yam paramatmanameva vrunate, tena purushena atma labhyaha. Samastam sounds like very our English language, isn't it? Very simple. Isn't it, Rajaji? Very simple, isn't it? I repeat it so many times so that you should feel that and the expressiveness of the language. Sometimes we fail. Samastam express so beautifully. Therefore he says, and for such a person, if your commitment is 100% to Bhagavan, Swarupa Jnanam, and all your efforts, the lifestyle changes. The lifestyle changes, attitude changes, everything changes, you live accordingly, then what happens here? Now, in Puranas we have story. If you put two steps, Bhagavan puts four steps to comes towards you. It's a Puranic language. So Upanishad language, what he says now, Yameva Paramatmanam Vrunate, one who is committed to this Jnanam, he alone, for him alone, Atma becomes recognizable. Then he says, Atma tanum, Swam tanum vivrunate. Atma, this Atma also, the absolute self, which is pure consciousness, Swam tanum, its own swarupam vivrunate reveals. If you are committed to that knowledge, and there also knowledge reveals its sorupam to you. If you are committed to the pursuit of knowledge, isn't it? Then everything you do becomes what now? Commitment, everything you do is ultimately for jnanam, for self-recognition. Then Atma Swai Vivrunate. Atma Swam Tanum Vivrunate. See, Vrunate choose. If you choose Bhagavan, Bhagavan Vivrunate reveals its Swarupam to you. See, with the V, meaning changes. Vivrunate means Bhagavan Tannai Vilakkukirar, Tannai Puriya Vekkirar, Tannai Kattukirar. Bhagavan reveals its Swarupam to you means the reality reveals its or becomes revealed to you. Swam Tanum. Atma, the absolute self, reveals its swarupam to you. Don't think reveals swarupam to you means just comes and sits in front of you like this. Okay, in Puranas we have stories. Now this one person, the person who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge is presented to be sitting like this. Meditation. And Bhagavan becomes so pleased. And he comes and stands in front of you. Oh my child, come on, I'm here in front of you. Ask me what boon you want. That's called Sakshatkara. This is Pauranic, isn't it? Pauranic Katha. What now Bhagavan asks and then he has his called Sakshatkara. Bhagavad Sakshatkara. It is, in fact, Bhagavan will never come and stand in front of you and show his Sankachakra Gada and all of those. Or Shiva comes and dances also. Come on, I want to see a dance, come on. And Shiva Tandam also. Such things will never happen. You see Bhagavan outside you and Bhagavan will think, I don't want to go to this fellow. All the time I've been listening. The whole Jagat he sees me only. All that he's been seeing is me only. And that eyes which see also in me only. And the mind through, where he sees also me only. I'm there as very self. He doesn't see me. Understand? Bhagavan will feel fed up with that things. That is why he has one now. But Bhagavan vivrunate. Swam tanum vivrunate. Say now, Swam Tanum Vivrute. Swam means one's own. Tanum means form. Vivrute means reveals. Atma reveals its swarupam to you. Atma Swam Tanum Vivrute. How like what? Now light does not need to do any make any effort to reveal its swarupam to your eyes. Isn't it? Similarly, Atma Swam Tanum Vivrunate. Tan Surupate Atma Kattugirathu. Swam Tanum. Say now, Swam Tanum Atma Vivrunate. Please repeat it. Swam Tanum Atma Vivrunate. Swam Tanum Atma Vivrunate. Atma reveals its Surupam to you means you have what now? Atma becomes Labhyaha. Atma becomes what now? Recognizable. Isn't it? For whom? Such a person. Only then other things will be of any use. Is it clear now? Have you got it? Okay. Nayamatma. Pravachanena Labhyaha. Na Medhaya. Na Bahuna. Sutena. Yameva. Yeshaha. Vrnate. Tena Labhyaha. Tasya. Yeshaha Atma. Vibranate. Tanum Swam. Avidya Sanchanam Swam Param Tanum Swatma Tattvam Sarupam Vibranate Prakashayati. So, Avidya said this own soul Sarupam. What is that which is covering the Sarupam of the Atma? Ignorance, isn't it? So the Swarupam of the Atma is not covered by anything else, being covered by ignorance. Then what now? That, so Atma, you know, breaks through the ignorance and reveals its Swarupam. Is it clear now? That is why, what is that covering? Isn't it? Ajnanam alone covers. Ignorance is covering. Really, it is always there. So that 8:30 we start. 8 o'clock we started. So I'll give a break now. You can go for tea and come back. Like 10:15 we'll start the class. 8 o'clock we started. So I'll give a break now. You can go for tea and come back. Like 10:15 we'll start the class.